The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailom Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah and Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis brings a list of halachas which require a minyan of 10 men above the age of bar mitzvah in order to perform the halachas. Kriyas HaTorah, laning in shul needs a minyan. Chazaras HaShas, in order to have Chazaras HaShas by davening, there needs to be a minyan. Birchas Kayanim needs a minyan. Many other halachas are included in this list of halachas which require a minyan. The Baal HaMor earlier on Daf Hei Amud Aleph asks a kasha. The Gemara brings that Rav Asi's shita is that Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim requires a minyan. If so, asks the Baal HaMor, why isn't Kriyas HaMegillah listed in the list of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis of halachas which require a minyan? We're in the middle of Masechta Megillah, and it would seem that if Megillah requires a minyan, that should be the first thing on the list. How could it be that in Masechta Megillah we should have a Mishnah with a list of things that require a minyan, and Megillah itself is not counted? The Ramban over there in Melchamis Hashem answers the kasha, and he says that the list of our Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis is limited to those things which are a chayvas tzibur, which the requirement to perform the mitzvah is dependent on having a minyan. The minyan is what makes the chiyuv. If there's a minyan, then there's a chiyuv of chazaras hashas. There's a mitzvah for a chazan to say chazaras hashas. If there's no minyan, then there's no chiyuv to have chazaras hashas. If there's a minyan, then there's a chiyuv to have birchas kayanim. There's a mitzvah to have birchas kayanim. If there's no minyan, then the mitzvah doesn't exist. There's no minyan, there's no mitzvah to have birchas kayanim. And if there's a minyan, then there's a mitzvah to have kriyas HaTorah. If there's no minyan, there's no mitzvah to have kriyas HaTorah. However, the mitzvah of kriyas HaMegillah is something that's mutal on kol yachad v'yachad. Each individual in Klal Yisrael is mechuyiv in kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. And this that Rav Asi holds that has to be with a minyan is not because there's no chiyiv without a minyan. There's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah even without a minyan. However, Rav Asi holds that part of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, which each individual is mechuyiv in, is persumei nisa. And since there needs to be persumei nisa, therefore the Kriyas HaMegillah needs to be done with a minyan. The Kriyas HaMegillah of each individual needs to be done with a minyan. Therefore, the Ramban says, let's say there would be one person that did not yet hear the Megillah, and everybody else heard the Megillah, he would be mechuyev to gather 10 people and read the Megillah in front of them. Because his individual chiyev, his chayvas yachid of Kriyas HaMegillah, is mechayev him to be carried the Megillah in front of a minyan. This yesod of the Ramban has significant ramifications in Halacha L'maisa. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Vav, Narachayim, this days, brings the Halacha that it's usher to talk during Kriyas HaTorah. It's also to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, and it's also even Ben Gavra L'Gavra, it's also to talk. However, the Gemara in Brachos brings that Rav Sheshes was Mehader Atei V'Goris. Rav Sheshes, during Kriyas HaTorah, he used to do a very interesting thing. He used to turn around, and he used to learn his own learning. And he would say, Anan V'Didon V'Inu V'Didhu. We're learning our learning, and the Tzibur is learning their Kriyas HaTorah. And the Shulchan Aruch says, based on this, that it must be that there are times when it's mutter for somebody to learn other things during Kriyas HaTorah. And he says that Yesh Oimim, that that's only if it's belachash, if it's a quietly, so a person shouldn't disturb the tzibur, and it's Yesh Oimim, that it's only when there's 10 people listening, then it's mutter for someone to learn his own learning during Kriyas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch continues to say that to say Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum during Kriyas HaTorah, meaning to lane along with the Baal Kairay in order that should be counted as a Kriya of Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum, is Mutter. Although it's generally Asur to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, but Shnayim Mikra is Mutter during Kriyas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off that it's something which is only by a regular Pasha. This is all by a regular Pasha, but by Pasha Zachar, Pasha's Parah, these things, they need to have a minyan, midoraisa, to be mechav, and a person should listen to each word. And therefore, by those cases, the halacha is that a person can't say anything. Even these heterim don't apply by Parashat Zachar and Parashat Parah. The Shulchan Aruch is mesayim that the proper thing is v'hanochen shebechol ha-parashiyos. All the parashiyos, not only by Parashat Zachar and Parashat Parah, but by all the parashiyos, it's royal and medaktik bedvarav. Somebody who's medaktik bedvarav should, is appropriate and is proper for him, l'chavein dayati l'shoymen mipi ha-kayre, to listen to each word from the Baal Kayre. However, the Shulchan Aruch is clearly saying that there are heterim. There are certain circumstances in which it's mutter for a person to learn other things during Pirsa Torah. The Bir Halacha over here is Matmiah on the Shulchan Aruch. He asks that it's a Pella. How could there be any case when it's mutter for somebody to learn other things during Pirsa Torah? Even if he does it quietly, he does it when there's other people listening, there's a tzibur listening, 10 people, but he himself is mechayving Pirsa Torah. Pirsa Torah is a chiv that's mutl al kol ish ve'ish. Every single person is mitzvahing Pirsa Torah, and if he's going to learn other things during Pirsa Torah, he's not going to be yaita his own chiv of Pirsa Torah. So how could it be possible to ever have a heter to learn other things during Pirsa Torah? Nebi Halacha brings that this kasha is not a new kasha that he was mechadish. Already the Shibali Halakat, one of the Rishonim, asks this kasha. He asks on those Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch is based on, who bring these heterim of learning quietly, how could it be that there's such a thing, a person can learn quietly? He's not going to be Yaita Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah. However, according to the Ramban that we just learned, we can understand very well the halach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim who the Shulchan Aruch is based on. Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvah Tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvah which is mutl on the Tzibur to do. But not necessarily is each yachid mechuyev to listen to each word of Kriyas HaTorah. Avada, a person who is in shul during laning, does need to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch starts off, that it's asher to talk during Kriyas HaTorah, and a person needs to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. It's a bezayin if a person doesn't, if a person talks during Kriyas HaTorah, or if he leaves shul after Kriyas HaTorah starts. But to say that each yachid is mechuyev with a mitzvah of listening to each word of Kriyas HaTorah to be yaitza mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, that's something which can't be said according to this Ramban. And with this we can understand the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is how many Achrayim understand the halach of the Shulchan Aruch. In the Sefer Bedek HaMishnah, he brings a mashal, an example, which this is similar to. The halach of Chazaras HaShas. Chazaras HaShas is a chayvah tzibur, like it says in our Mishnah. When does a minyan, a shliach tzibur, needs to repeat Shemayna Esrei out loud? However, if somebody davens a long Shemayna Esrei, are we going to say that he's not yaita his individual chiyuv of Chazaras HaShas? We won't say such a thing. A person is allowed to daven a long Shemayna Esrei, even though he's not going to be listening to Chazaras HaShas, because Chazaras HaShas is a chayvah tzibur. It's something that the tzibur is mechuyev in, but not necessarily is each individual in the tzibur going to not be yaita achiyev if he doesn't hear each word of Chazaras HaShas. Again, by Chazaras HaShas, it's a bizayin to walk out in the middle, and a person who is in shul by Chazaras HaShas needs to stay in shul. But if someone davens a long Shemayna Esrei, he didn't miss out on being yaita his chiyuv. So too, by Kriyas HaTorah, the tzibur is mechuyev to have a Kriyas HaTorah, it's a chayvah tzibur, but under certain circumstances, if an individual misses out on Kriyas HaTorah, in a case where it would be mutter for him to do so, we won't say that he's doing something wrong. We won't say that he needs to make it up, that it's something that he needs to be yaita on an individual basis. And therefore, there are heterim in certain circumstances, like the case of Rav Sheshes, when a person can learn during Kriyas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon uses this yesod to answer up an interesting kasha. We know that if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. If Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't take Dalad Minim. And the reason is because Chazal made a gzeirah, Shema Yavi Renu Arba Amos B'Shus HaRadim. Maybe somebody's going to carry the shofar or the arba minim in Mishus HaRadim. A person will know that there's a chiyuv of tkiyas shofar, but he's not so sure how to blow the shofar. He's not so sure if he's a baki and learning in blowing the shofar. He might bring it to somebody to teach him, and he might end up carrying it in Mishus HaRadim. So, based on this, the Vilna Gaon says, why shouldn't we say a similar thing by Kriyas HaTorah? That if Kriyas, we shouldn't allow Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, because maybe a person will end up carrying a Sefer Torah, and it's just a rabbin. They'll want to learn how to lay in the Sefer Torah, go to a baki, and he'll end up missing, he'll end up carrying the Sefer Torah, and it's just a rabbin. Why shouldn't we make a Gzeira, Shema Yavirenu, Arba Amas, B'Shut HaRabbin, and say that it's us to have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, just like we don't have Kriyas Shaif on Shabbos, and just like we don't have Nekilas Lulav on Shabbos. The Gaon answered with this Yesod, like this Ramban, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayav HaTzibur. It's not something which each individual is mechuyev in. And therefore, Chazal never made a gzeira on such a type of a thing. The only time Chazal made a gzeira was on Tkiyas Shofar, Lulav, and the like, which are a Chayav HaTziyachid. Each individual needs to do it. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's different. Im ein minyan asara ein chiyav klal al yachid. If there's no minyan, there's no chiyav for the yachid. And on a case which is a chayv as tzibur, Chazal never made this gzeira. Another case where this comes up practically is if somebody missed out Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, or from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So, as commonly happens, if let's say Achrein Shel Pesach comes out on Shabbos. In Chutz La'aretz, we lay in the Yom Tov laying that Shabbos. But in Eretz Yisrael, where Yom Tov is only 7 days, they lay in the next parasha. Let's say it would be Parashat Shemini. They already lay in Parashat Shemini in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who travels to Eretz Yisrael during the next week, or during the next weeks, and he'll come to Eretz Yisrael, he'll come to Shul the next Shabbos, he didn't yet hear Parashat Shemini. But the Shul is going to be laying in Parashat Tazriah. He's going to miss out on Parshat Shemini. Is he mechuyev to, if he can, to find the minyan of people from Chutz Laaretz and to lay in Parshat Shemini in order that he shouldn't miss out on that Kriyas HaTorah? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was commonly asked this shaila, and he would answer to the people that asked him that you're not mechuyev to hear Parshat Shemini. You could go to Shul in Eretz Yisrael, hear Parshat Tazriah, and it's not a problem. Because of this yisoid, Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvas tzibur. Since Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvas tzibur, therefore a person is not mechuyev to make up a parsha that he missed. In the Tshuvas Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, in Chelek Beis, Simon Kufayin Aleph, he was asked by a Talmud Chacham, what should somebody do if he for some reason came late to shul? And now the shul is up to Kriyas HaTorah. And if he would wait till after Kriyas HaTorah to daven, if he would listen to Kriyas HaTorah, he would miss tefillah b'zmano. Zman tefillah would pass by. Should a person listen to Kriyas HaTorah, he's mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, even though he's losing out on tefillah b'zmano, or should a person daven now and miss out on listening to Kriyas HaTorah? The Talmud Chacham that sent this shaila to Rebbe Meir Arik wants to say a chiddush, that a person should listen to Kriyas HaTorah even though he's losing out on tefillah b'zmano. And Reb Meir Arik answers him, no, a person should not lose out, a person should not miss tefillah b'zmano in order to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Because of this yesod, because Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv as tzibur. It's not a chiyv, it's not such a big chiyv, it's not a chiyv kol kach, al kol yachid v'yachid. Because Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv as tzibur. And therefore, if a person will be missing out on tefillah b'zmano, he definitely should daven b'zmano instead of listening to Kriyas HaTorah. He says if it's Eshel L'Kayim Shneyem, if a person can listen to Kriyas HaTorah and not lose out on tefillah b'zmano, he should. He should listen to Kriyas HaTorah and then daven. But if he's going to lose out on tefillah b'zmano, he should not listen to Kriyas HaTorah because Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv as tzibur, like the Shulchan Aruch and all these poskim that we're learning. On the other hand, Reb Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalid, in Simen Chav Gimel and in Simen Mem, says that it is a chiyuv on each yachid to hear all of Kriyas HaTorah. And he says that if a person misses part of Kriyas HaTorah, he wasn't yaitse as chiyuv. Reb Avadya Yosef in Yaviyah Oymer Chelek Zayin or Yechaim Simen Tes, he asks that Reb Moshe is tamua. It's tamua. How could Reb Moshe say this? How could Reb Moshe say that a person is not yotze his chiyuv if he doesn't hear every part of Kriyas HaTorah? Reb Moshe missed the Ramban. It was Nela Mimenu the Divrei Ramban. The Ramban says that it's a Chayvas Tzibur. It's not a Chayvas Yachid. And therefore, Rav Avadya Yosef paskins that if a person is, for example, in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra, he doesn't have to stop Sukkah de Zimra to listen to Kriyas HaTorah if the Tzibur is up to Kriyas HaTorah. Because, like this Ramban says, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvas Tzibur, not a Chayvas Yachid. Now, the truth is that this Kasha is not Shver on Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe himself, in Orech Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simon Chav Ches, he actually brings this Ramban. Rav Moshe brings the Ramban that says that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvas Tzibur. And it's clear that Rav Moshe held that even though, like the Ramban says, like he himself brings, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvas Tzibur, it's still a chiv on each Yachid to be part of a Tzibur and to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. And if a person didn't do that, he didn't fulfill his chiv as a Yachid of being part of the Tzibur to do this Chayvas Tzibur of Kriyas HaTorah. And it's a Tamuah on Rav Avadya Yosef that it was Nela Mimenu Divrei Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe himself does bring the Ramban, and Rav Moshe himself holds like the Ramban. However, Lemaisa, Rav Moshe is going not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch who says that there are Hatayrim for a person to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. And the Shulchan Aruch who says that a person can be Mekayim Shnai Mikvech HaTagim during Kriyas HaTorah. He only says that it's nothing, it's a proper thing for a medactic Bedvarov to listen to each word of every parasha. But he doesn't say that it's a chiyuv mutal on kol yachid v'yachid. That Shulchan Aruch is not like what Rav Moshe is saying. And Rav Moshe is going not like the Rishonim which the Shulchan Aruch Pesach is based on and the other Pesachim that we're learning. So, L'maisa, it's difficult to say that it's a definite chiyuv on each person to make up a parsha if for some reason he missed it, if let's say somebody travels to Eretz Yisrael. It's difficult to say that it's something which is an absolute chiyuv, because like we're seeing, it seems to be the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim the Shulchan Aruch is based on, the Imre Yosher, how Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach answered L'maisa, a person is not mechiyuv to listen as an individual to each word of Kriyas HaTorah. He didn't miss out on his chiyuv if he missed out a parsha. It's a chayvas tzibur. However, on the other hand, the Bir Halacha and Reb Moshe, two of the great poskim who many of our psakim and halacha l'maisa are based on, both seem to be going that it is something which each yachid is mechuyev in. Each yachid does need to listen to each word of Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, if someone missed out on a parasha, it would seem that according to them, they should make it up. So, halacha l'maisa would seem that the proper thing is to be noig like Rav Meir Arik writes in his tshuva, that if somebody is able to be mekayim shneim, if he's able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah as a yachid, it is the appropriate thing to do. However, if somebody is going to miss out on a different mitzvah because of this, it's not efshar lekayim shneim, so then a person should not miss out on anything else, on any other mitzvah, in order to hear the Kriyas HaTorah a second time. In order to hear the Kriyas HaTorah if he missed it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.